In Egypt, at least four people have been killed in clashes between protesters and security forces. The violence broke out after security forces attacked the protesters to evict them from Cairo's Liberation Square. The protesters have staged a sit-in protest demanding an end to military rule. Tens of thousands of Moroccans have called for a boycott of the upcoming parliamentary elections in the North African country. Activists say over 70 towns across the country have participated in the protests. The protesters are demanding more political reforms. Libya's Transitional Council says the country's former intelligence chief has been arrested in the southern region of Gouira. Abdullah Sanusi is wanted, by the International Criminal Court. He has been charged with crimes against humanity for his role in crushing the popular uprising in Libya. Syria's foreign minister has criticized the Arab League for its suspension of Damascus. Walid al-Muallam says the organization is being used as a tool to take Syria's case to the UN Security Council. He emphasized that the problem in Syria can only be solved by Syrians themselves. At least five Iraqi policemen have been killed and several others wounded in a gunman's attack on a police checkpoint in Anbar province. Some reports say three gunmen were also killed in the violence. Militants also killed a police officer and injured three in another attack on a police station. The U.S. Air Force has bought a giant bomb that can hit targets buried up to 200 feet underground. The 30,000-pound bomb will be the U.S. military's largest conventional penetrator. The military has spent over $300 million to order 20 of the GPS-guided bombs called Massive Ordnance Penetrators. Afghan university students have staged an anti-U.S. rally in the eastern city of Jalalabad. The protesters condemned a long-term security pact between Kabul and Washington that allows the presence of U.S. troops in the country beyond 2014. They also called for the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops from Afghanistan. Survivors of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge regime have held a remembrance ceremony for the regime's victims. The memorial was held in a field where Khmer Rouge executed people during the 1975-79 rule that left nearly 2 million dead. A UN-backed trial will be held for the three former Khmer Rouge officials on Monday.